Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Statistics show that 50% of all U.S. children are in some type of formal child care arrangement by the time they are 9 months old. As the number of dual-income families continues to grow, parents are turning more and more to child care to keep up with the demands of modern parenthood. Unfortunately, as licensed therapist and national parenting expert Tammy Gold has found, countless parents, lacking both guidance and time, approach the nanny search process backwards, leaving their children with caregivers who may be doing developmental damage. Drawing on her background, Gold has written a new book entitled Secrets of the Nanny Whisperer, A Practical Guide for Finding and Achieving the Gold Standard of Care for Your Child. And we welcome Tammy Gold to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Let us begin with the phrase that you use throughout your book and one that is in the title. How do we define gold standard?
Gold standard is when twofold, when both the parents and the children's physical and emotional needs are being met. And that's really taking care of everybody. Because traditional caregivers would focus on the physical aspects, feeding the child, clothing them, making sure they were safe. But it's more important, studies are showing, that the emotional care is being focused upon. And the gold standard means focusing on physical and emotional.
Your book, your profession, certainly focus on the psychological importance of hiring quality child care. Give us a sense of the impact that that care can have on a child, of why that decision is so important.
So much is occurring with children in the early years. 90% of the brain, as you mentioned, grows by the time we are three. And for children to literally grow portions of their brain, they need repetitive, positive interaction. They need someone to talk with them. They need someone to look back at them. They need someone, when they babble, who will babble back. And each time this happens, they're creating new neural pathways and literally growing portions of the brain. So if you have a nanny that's doing the physical piece, clothing the child, keeping them safe, and feeding them, but let's say they're on their phone all day and they're not doing that emotional piece, talking, stimulating, responding, they're not going to be growing those portions of the brain. And it's just something that's not known. New studies are coming to light showing this, and it's really critical that parents really figure out what's going on at home and make sure that these caregivers are focusing on really nurturing the cognitive piece as much as the physical piece.
Let me ask you, Tammy, another question about of definition, and that is simply the word nanny. Babysitter, child care, daycare, are these all terms that fall into that?
Well, nanny is used to describe in-home care. So it could be someone usually who comes on a regular basis. They may come every a week for 10 hours. They may come every week for 60 hours. And then caregiver, which I refer to in the book, refers to everybody. Daycare providers, au pairs, nannies, even grandmothers, of which there are millions caring for their grandchildren in America. One out of four American children is cared for by someone other than a parent because 75% of American women are in the workforce today. And even those who aren't working, modern parenthood is so busy, we need a second set of hands. So the focus is really getting these caregivers, nannies or daycare providers, whomever they are, to really understand the whole emotional piece of caregiving and focusing on understanding what developmentally each stage needs. The needs of an infant are different than the needs of a toddler. And just because one caregiver may be wonderful with an infant, she may not be wonderful with a toddler. So my goal is to really help parents understand the importance of the caregiver and how much they do for the emotional growth of the child as well as the cognitive growth.
Many parents, of course, as you just mentioned, consider having a family member watch their child rather than hiring someone. with that comes a lot of interesting dynamics, right? Because you are reaching out to someone that you are close with. You are reaching out perhaps to someone who raised you, which makes it much more difficult to employ some of the things that you have in the book of asking questions to people who perhaps know you better than you know yourself.
Absolutely. And, you can use the book in more of the training aspect because, of course, you don't have to reference check and background check your mother. But the communication techniques you can absolutely use because I've had many clients I've worked with where we improved using these communication techniques, just really speaking clearly of what you want that person to do. And the grandparents appreciate it because when you speak clearly and say what you want, it's much better for all parties because what happens is people tend to not say what they want. They feel guilty because, you know, their parents are caring for them and they're saving a lot of money. So they may not say anything and then maybe a mistake happens or something happens they didn't want to happen and they get upset. And then the grandparents say, well, you didn't tell me. How was I supposed to know? So you can certainly employ training tactics with grandparents. You should employ some sort of guidance so they know what to do. Otherwise, they're going to know what they're going to do, what they think they should do, but not necessarily what you want them to do.
Obviously, one of the reasons that people will look to someone of the family is because they're there, they're close, but also there's a tremendous cost savings. Okay. And that cost of childcare is a huge issue. And without being too crass in how I ask this question, I mean, do you get what you pay for?
I've never found that to be the case where, you know, only people who can pay a high amount can afford the best. Now, certainly nannies and babysitters, au pairs, they need to be compensated by the market rate, but it doesn't necessarily mean that a $25 an hour babysitter or nanny is better than a $15 an hour nanny or babysitter. It's about doing the time and research to finding the right match. And certainly, you want to stress the importance of compensating them for what their market rate is. And that's where some people have issues because they may think, well, listen, it's easy to watch my kids all day. I can't even believe someone's being paid to do it. But it's a job. It's a really important job. It's like a teacher and a nurse combined, and caregivers need to be compensated in a fair market rate, but it doesn't mean that it's only for, you know, the rich and famous because there are plenty of fair paid nannies out there and babysitters who are terrific.
There's a lot, obviously, there's a whole industry out there of matching people with nannies and services and so forth. So part of what you're doing in this book is telling people how or offering guidance on how to work through this process that is complicated, but is it overly complicated in the sense of, I mean, is it something that if you take charge and you work on it yourself, that it doesn't have to be as hard as it first appears?
I think that it's harder for most because there's no guidelines. You know, most parents are just getting the hang of being a parent, let alone having to figure out how to understand how someone else is going to parent your child. There's no, you know, one guidebook. There's no government regulating body, and there's no steps to follow. So I think what becomes confusing is parents kind of go by their gut and may, you know, waste a lot of time and hours doing the steps out of order. So I wrote the book to try to help parents to see that it's, you do have to put the time and energy in it, but if you ask the right questions and follow the right steps, it doesn't have to be that overwhelming and waste so many hours and so much time. But you need to get the time and set it aside and really put in the time in the front end because it will save you so much time down the road. A lot of people who want to, you know, shave some time off or energy, they may hire their cousins, brothers, nanny, and they may have been great for that family, but it may be horrible for your family. So it's not absolutely complex. It just requires understanding what your needs are and then finding someone who can best match your needs.
Focusing on that a little bit more, I mentioned in the introduction, and it's a point that you make, that so many parents often approach the nanny search process backwards. So give us a sense of how that happens, of interviewing someone first and then figuring out what the needs are, and what are some other common mistakes along the way?
That's a great question. Yes, so many people, and again, there's no mistake because we don't have any guide. So I never like to say that parents are doing something wrong because they're no one's telling them what to do. So they're just trying to do their best. But by interviewing and meeting people first and outlining your needs second, you could waste sometimes 10, 12 hours with a candidate that in the end of it, you realize we don't agree on salary, or this person doesn't have a driver's license, or this person has never cared for twins, and I realize they don't have the experience. So parents usually think, okay, let me start screening people, having no idea what they need, and then they may hire someone who looks good on paper, and then that person is really not the right match, or they spend weeks and weeks and weeks doing massive amount of interviews and massive amount of reference checks, but they're not asking questions about their needs. They're focusing on how the nanny did in the other job, which may not answer the questions they need. So I tell parents to figure out your needs first. What are your physical needs, the days, the hours, the salary, the requirements? What are your emotional needs? Do you want someone who's going to take over the house, or do you want someone who's going to partner 50-50 with you? And then figure out your child's developmental needs, infant, toddler, preschooler. And when that's all outlined, it's so much easier to screen people over the phone or via email first to make sure, can you work 7 to 7 with a working mother for infant twins? And you can get people who really match that profile. And the same thing that parents seem to make with reference checks, I call a generic check a reference check where you ask the employer how the nanny did in the past job, which may yield no information that helps you because your wants and needs as families may be different. Just because a nanny was wonderful for 10 years with one family doesn't automatically mean she's going to be great for your family. So I teach parents how to do something called a gold targeted check where you tell the family, listen, we want someone very spirited. We have very rowdy toddler boys. I'm at home and I like to take charge. Tell me how you think your old nanny would be in our house. And by asking those more targeted questions, you save time and you really get the critical information that applies to your needs so you can find that suited match. So it's just reordering a bit and knowing what to focus on when you reorder.
As we wrap up, you talk in the book a large part of the dynamic between a family and the caregiver is communication. You employ something that you call nanny speak. Give us a sense of what that is and why it's so important.
Sure. Nanny speak is a 3-point technique that I used when I was doing couples counseling with a lot of couples, because I was noticing so many inquiries in my practice with parents and caregivers having really big battles or misunderstandings, or somebody gets fired or they quit over something that was clearly a miscommunication. And that occurs because this caregiver relationship is the most unique one in the world. It's professional, yet it's personal. It's in your home. It's caring. You're caring for your boss's child. There's so many emotions at play that it makes it very difficult to communicate clearly. So by just really pulling apart the emotion out of it and focusing on the professional, you can get what you want done better than saying, well, I'm worried that I'm going to offend her if I ask her to cook dinner, or if I explain that she really didn't do the right thing yesterday, I'm afraid she's going to take it out on my son. That will hinder good communication. So nanny speak is clearly telling the nanny what you need from the nanny, what you need for the children, and why you need it for yourself. And what I've realized after a lot of research is those three things, if you state all three, there can be no misunderstanding, because you're telling the nanny what you want her to do. You know, please take the children to soccer practice, what you need for them, bring their shin guards and some water, and why you need it for yourself, I have an appointment at that time and I can't attend. If you just be clear on those three issues, so many problems can be alleviated, because you're taking all the emotional out of it and just trying to focus on answering those three items. And that has seemed to work really well in all of the couples stuff that I've done, and also with the parents and the nannies. The nanny appreciates it. They want to know what to do, and they want to know if they are, you know, getting in trouble, they at least want to know what it was if they weren't explained it properly in the beginning. And by clearly explaining it in the beginning, it's much easier.
Tammy Gold is the author of the new book, Secrets of the Nanny Whisperer, A Practical Guide for Finding and Achieving the Gold Standard of Care for Your Child. The book is published by Penguin Paperbacks. Tammy Gold, thank you so much for spending time with us. Happy New Year to you, and a great pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you so much for having me, and have a wonderful New Year.
Thank you very much. Again, Tammy Gold is the author of Secrets of the Nanny Whisperer. The book is published by Penguin. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.